Flipper Flicks thing. It's just a fad. I don't really get it. I'm Sam.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tim. That's not what I was expecting, but that's pretty good.
And this week, we're still doing Dog Days of Cage, but we're winding down. We only got one more after this episode. So
to wrap it up.
You know, it's crazy that we've been doing this for so long. But this week we watched Matchstick Men, and I think it's available on Tubi, but if you don't want commercials, you can rent it. That's what we did. I don't know. Tim, did you rent it?
Roku and stuff, but yeah, I got it on Prime.
Yeah.
I understand that it's free, and I appreciate that, but I appreciate my extra 20 minutes of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, convenience is a thing. I pay for convenience.
Yeah.
Especially on a runtime, like 2 hours. Like the rest of his films that are an hour and a half, you're like, maybe I'll watch some commercials. But 2 hours? Yeah. No, thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, The Revenant is on Tubi right now. And I'm like, could you imagine sitting down?
With commercials?
With commercials.
That'd be like 3 hours. What would that be then?
It's got to be over three. No, the movie's an hour. Two and a half. The movie's 2.5 hours.
Oh, I thought the movie was pushing
so you'd be over 3 hours probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Depending on if they wind down the, because a lot of times they do the commercials pretty rapidly in the beginning and then they wind it down and then towards the end you don't have any.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay if you make me sit through like 5 minutes of commercials right at the beginning.
Yeah, what Peacock does?
Yeah. Like, otherwise I feel like I'm getting scammed.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll just wander around, you know?
I know. I look like the meme, the guy staring out the window.
Yeah.
Like just thinking about his life. That's me during Peacock commercials.
I mean, good enough. But anyway, we didn't watch with commercials, but it does have a synopsis. And the synopsis is, a phobic con artist and his protege are on the verge of pulling off a lucrative swindle when the former's teenager's daughter arrives unexpectedly. Not his teenager's daughter, his teenage daughter. Yeah. But I had already committed, so I was like, whatever, it's too late.
Yeah, and going into this film, the only thing I knew that in it was, you know, our buddy, best friend, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Was in it, but Sam Rockwell was in it, so I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
I think we were all hyped about that from the expectations.
And then the intro comes on, and I'm like, this looks like Catch Me If You Can. I knew nothing about it.
Same style.
It had the same style of like, bouncing letters. But then I found out Ridley Scott directed this, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then Hans Zimmer composed it. I'm like, the fuck is happening? And then Robert Zemeckis, who did Forrest Gump, produced it. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. I was really enjoying sitting next to Adam at this part because he was flabbergasted before the credits have even finished.
His jaw just kept getting lower.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like filled with so many big names, and I had... always just assumed it was like some like family drama movie. And I mean, there's family drama in it, but like, that's not the thing.
Not the main plot.
I'm thinking like Cheaper by the Dozen family drama.
Oh, yes, yes. It's definitely not like that.
Yeah.
So the only one of us that had seen this before is Sam, right?
Oh, you hadn't either.
Yes. I was able to
saw it. Seen it.
Which is hilarious, Tim, because her favorite movie is... Tim, you're supposed to answer. We watched it. What's Sam's favorite movie?
I don't remember.
It was A Dealer's Choice.
I don't remember.
Catch Me If You Can.
We watched that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, excuse? Was I there for that?
Did Adam pipe me into that episode?
I was going to say, I was just a SoundCloud.
There you go.
So what's funny about that film is Steven Spielberg directed that one.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, you have two big name directors that have been around since the 80s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they did con artist films.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But Spielberg was asked to do this before they went to Ridley Scott.
Ah. And he was like, nah.
He's like, nah, I'm going to do Catch Me If You Can instead.
That's hilarious.
They were released like in a year of each other.
That sounds about right.
So they're like sister movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Weird. What a weird world we live in.
Yeah.
But the character that Nicolas Cage plays is crazy.
I mean, yeah. He's got some issues.
No. Are you talking about his tics?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I was telling Adam, Adam thinks that he could act that fine, but I was like, I don't think I can erratically blink as well as Nick Cage pulled it off. Like, he made it look...
pretty natural.
Yeah. Like, mine would look over the top, I think.
That's maybe. Crazy.
I mean, I wonder...
I would say he was very successful in the acting portion of it and getting in,
yeah,
like it not looking ridiculous. I feel like most people, it would just,
yeah,
it looked like he had the tick.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. It didn't seem out of place.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, what would you? What were you thinking of that, Nick, when you were doing it?
Yeah, that was very strange.
I see. He thinks okay. So too.
Just strange. All right.
Yeah. But he's also, he freaked out when somebody opened the door. And I'm like, yeah, don't open the door in front of me like that. And then when people would walk into his house with shoes on and he'd freak out at them, I'm like, yeah, don't walk in my house with shoes on.
I know. I was laughing because, like, Frank would basically do something and Nick would be pissed. And I'm like, thinking about times when people have done that in my house and I have the same reaction.
I know.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I need whatever supplements he's getting.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, can he just come to my house and clean it?
Yeah, he went ham when he lost it that one time.
He did, yeah.
I'm like, I could use you cleaning my fibers.
Yeah.
I was pretty hooked on this movie right off the bat, though.
Yeah, I was too.
And then the kid came into the picture, and the only thing I could think was that he's getting swindled.
Oh, really? You caught on that quickly?
Yeah. As soon as the kid showed in the picture and like she started doing stuff with him or wanting to do, I was like, no, she's
not real.
This is well bullshit. Yeah. I knew like right away. And then I was thinking of Dennis with the one girl. In
dude,
the
I was
park.
Thinking of that too.
I was like, same storyline. Yeah. It's like, it's literally the same story. But yeah.
What are you thinking about now? Doritos.
Bag of chips. How good these chips are.
I just like how he's like teaching her how to scam. It's like step one, teach a strange child how to scam. Step two, yeah. Let her scam. Step three, yeah. Question marks. Step four, make her give back the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not profit.
No yeah. Profit.
Which there's no way she gave that money back.
Oh, no way.
Well, yeah.
What yeah. Would she even say?
She walked away for 5 minutes and then came back. Like, I'm yeah. Sure.
There'd be a deeper conversation about that.
Yeah.
Also, that scene kind of bugged me because she clearly drops it and she's like, it's not mine. I'm like, how do you, like,
you literally, if you're the yeah, lady, it literally like, falls off of her. Unless, like, I mean, it
she was pulling
makes
laundry
sense.
Out.
Yeah, she was pulling laundry, so it could have been stuck in there from the laundry and then that's she just so. Happened, her laundry, you know.
Well, that's what their scam was. Like, hey.
I understand the scam. I'm saying if yeah. I was the other lady, I'd be like, nah, bitch, that fell out of your purse. I watched
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah, 100%, like, yeah.
I'm not buying this.
You weren't going to buy it?
No, I wasn't going to buy it.
You know what? I'm not buying
you
a guy that.
You give her $300?
I do not buy the guy that is freaking out about dirt on shoes going to a bowling alley.
I know. That was kind of crazy. I mean, I know, obviously.
They're disgusting.
They're trying to like show that he's opening up and over it and stuff like that, or that he's like getting better. But yeah, there's a lot of germs in a bowling alley.
How
the
often
shoes,
do you think
yeah.
They clean?
Ball.
How often do you think they clean their bowling balls between
they
people
don't.
Using them? Exactly.
There's no way they do.
Yeah,
he I've wipes his down. He just doesn't put his fingers. He doesn't wipe down the holes. He wipes the outside, which didn't make sense yeah. To me.
They're disgusting. Yeah.
Like, and they serve food there.
Yeah, and then ooh. They serve food. Some people put chili in there. Yeah. Some people put chili in it.
Yeah. Imagine a child's hands all over this.
Nope.
Oh.
Boogers and slobber.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, I'm not like a germaphobe, but I read a few horror stories about bowling, and I'm like, I struggle now, man.
Yeah.
Every time we're like, you want to go bowling? We're like, better not.
It's not hygienic.
Yeah.
My parents own their own bowling balls, and I'm like, see, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cleaner. Yep.
You
can.
That's
how you do
it.
You do it.
Jinx.
So the little girl, Angela, seemed honestly like she was so good at the job. She seemed so genuine a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I was told it's a family drama. So I'm over here like, oh, he's not getting scammed by her because of that. That is the reason I was led into not thinking she was a scammer.
First off, I don't remember the plot from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, however long it was. Third off, I was pretty sure she died. Like, I couldn't remember that scene. Oh, yeah. Like, I was like, nah, this isn't like a nice con. Like, she dies there. But I guess I must have been remembering like the dude getting shot. I was like, somebody gets shot here, and I'm pretty sure it's Angela. So I was pleasantly surprised when that did not happen.
Chuck gets shot.
Is that his name?
Yeah, where he's just like laying on a couch, and Sam Rockwell's character is just like, shoot him! Shoot him!
Yeah, he's just in the back.
Shoot him!
Yeah, Sam had a lot of good deliveries, like definitely in that scene. And then at the beginning when Nick Cage like loses his pills and he doesn't come in, and he's like, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm dying.
All the phone calls were fantastic. Yeah. I love it. He just constantly felt... call him.
Yeah.
That was very good. Yes. Laughing about it now.
Well, there's like five different scenarios that were just over the top. Yeah.
I know.
Now, yeah. So one of the scenarios that I found interesting was the safety deposit box. Are those real? Like, do those still exist like that? Can I go to a bank? They take me to the basement? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Nick, what are your thoughts?
I have no idea.
Must have just been a set for
They're real. They're still there. Like... They exist.
Have you been to one?
Have I? I've been to a bank that has them.
But what about the booth? Like, what's the deal with the booth?
I don't know what the booth is. I'm assuming it's a private room.
Yeah, I figured. But I'm just like,
yeah.
Do most people get a booth? Like, what's the deal?
I doubt it. Yeah.
Also, somebody that crazy with money would have kept two different safety deposit boxes
probably, and also not immediately given her access to it.
Yeah,
it was, I mean, like, he didn't so give easy. Her the pin, but like, he literally was like, can I add a signature, and she like, what?
Yeah, like basically
I don't care who it is. I would not have been just like immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, she like barely had to snivel about it. Like, she was basically like,
yeah,
meh, and then she already got it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh.
It's insanesies.
Wouldn't be part of the plot. It wouldn't work then.
That's true.
Also, part of the plot that wouldn't have worked is the airport scene. Once he gets to security,
yeah,
they're in Los Angeles. Like, it's just a known fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they show lots of LA shit. LAX is monstrous.
Yeah.
Like, they could have just hid. He didn't know what their car looked like. They could have just waited a bit for him to fuck off.
Yeah, I was very confused by that. And, like, I understand now, since it was all a big con, like, okay. Yeah. But I was like, how on earth would that fall apart so quickly? Like, even if security is right there and it's, like, super fast line, like, he's still got to turn right back around, go out, go to the correct parking garage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, it's not like it's right there unless he's at, like, a little poopy-doop airport.
Even Charleston, which isn't the biggest of airports, has three parking garages.
Yeah, you got to walk a little bit.
My disbelief was not suspended.
Been to too many airports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I do enjoy how they, with Chuck, like, they just always got so annoyed with the no tipping thing.
Yeah.
There he goes again. No tip. Come on, man.
What an asshole.
You got to tip your valet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot say valet correctly after watching Kingsman.
Oh.
When Samuel L. Jackson talks about him being your valet.
I didn't even know that's what that was from.
Yeah, he calls it valet. Even. He's like a weird, like, he has his lisp going in that film, and I'm like, yeah, you're small valet.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, though? Huh.
No, I don't remember.
I've said it so many times, I realized, I always thought you knew.
Nope. 'Tis just a mystery to me, alongside why they thought it was funny to say that the internet is a fad.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I think that was Sam Rockwell just being silly, or like his character was supposed to be being silly.
Yeah.
And then the other guy kind of just went along with it. Chuck went along with it.
Maybe, yeah.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Nick, what were you thinking on that? Did you think, I can't get it. I had it, and then we talked over him. I messed up.
I mean, you can try it again. You can just cut it. Yeah. Nobody knows. Try again.
No, I'll just
3, 2, 1, go.
I might just 1, 2, 3, go. I already clicked it. I'll just fix it in post.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you just gonna mute us out? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'll just cut you guys so it works.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I see.
But we didn't get to hear
I
what
see
he said.
How it works. Yeah, what imagine did he say? What? Imagine Nick, that. Speak up.
I'm not doing it again.
Imagine
I have no
that
idea what he said. Mm. Oh, okay.
He said, imagine that. Mm. Mm.
He is whispering, okay. Just like one of my other favorite quotes, where he's like, why are you whispering? And he's like, am I whispering? Like, I don't know why. I just really enjoyed that exchange. I was like, this feels like my life.
I liked him in the pharmacy being like, have you ever been to
oh my gosh,
dragged to the sidewalk and yeah, beaten till you pissed blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, again, the delivery where he like scales up for the like pissed blood is just like crazy.
Yeah, I did write pissed blood in like
all caps.
Yeah. Even bigger caps than my normal caps. Gotta always write in caps lock so that everybody knows that I'm being loud.
Yeah. That's how it works.
So I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I didn't think the doctor would be on it, in on it, but I knew that he was giving him some sort of placebos.
Yes.
Because
doctors do not carry medicine
tips you
on
off
them.
Right. And then he just happens to give him like a random, like what, menopause thing?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, now I know you're just sketchy. You're not actually, yeah, a doctor.
Yeah, normally it'll be sugar pills.
Yeah, it's not going to be an actual supplement of some kind. It's just going to be sugar pills. But the other two guys that were like the cops, I just want to know how they divvied up the money, because what was it, like $1 million?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm just curious about all the people in play. And it didn't matter anyway, because he ended up just screwing everybody probably. If she got screwed out of her cut, then he probably screwed everybody out of theirs.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just took it and ran, man.
Yep.
Good old Frank.
Good
business
old Frank.
Partners.
Yeah.
Business associates.
Oh, true.
But
I wonder how long they had been doing it for, if like he just was playing. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
I was waiting for Adam in case he had a Cage thing. But it seemed like they were doing it at least Cage was doing it a while, right? But Sam seemed pretty new to it, or Frank, because he was always like pushing him for the next big one. You know what
right
I mean?
So, yeah. Like, I think he was just always trying to push him to take his money.
Yeah, probably.
That being said,
I mean,
did he jump on the opportunity the moment that he lost all his pills? Because that was the setup, right? Like, he made him more erratic. Because he got the
right,
doctor.
He gave him the recommendation of the doctor.
Mm. He brought on Angela.
Probably.
Who? The doctor called Angela for him. Mm-hmm. I don't think a doctor would do that. Also,
which is weird.
That should have been a red flag when he wasn't calling from the office and just is wearing like a little hat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he becomes a carpet salesman. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm just thinking back on how many holes there are in it now, because
are they holes or just like, I don't know if they're holes exactly.
Just plot devices. Yeah. Because
like,
it's like
things we should have noticed.
He just happened to ask the psychiatrist to call, right? If he had been calling and never asked him to call, would it have played out the same way?
I wonder if he would have
probably
still
not
brought on Angela to be like, I'm your
exactly
strange
like
daughter.
Would she like just show up and like, my mom gave me your address?
Maybe.
Just so I could see who you were.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
I don't know, because does Frank know that he even has her until he's like falling apart at the seams?
I don't know.
He doesn't know until the psychiatrist calls and says he has a daughter that wants to meet him.
Yeah.
Because he has no idea if there's actually a child or not.
Yeah. And then the baby mama lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She looks
so
confused.
And then he gets with the cashier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm like, are they flirting weirdly? They're definitely flirting weirdly.
Yeah.
It's like this awkward, like, I'm trying to flirt with you, but like, you don't seem like you can understand.
Yeah. Well, there was like this one point where it was like, okay, it's obvious. I forget what it was. Something about like, you must be lonely or something. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But the other time seemed like just conversations, but like, you can tell they're flirting. But I was just like, y'all are bad at this. Very bad.
Sam.
They are very bad. Well, I think a lot of it was him. I mean, she was just kind of like there, and she's at work, so it's kind of
that's true
on him to approach her or say true. Something. And he obviously always checks out in her line, so
true.
That was funny
it.
To me.
She does make the move. He goes over and says her name, or says his name. Mm-hmm. It's her name. That's kind of the move. The next time
it's a move.
It's going on a date.
And to be fair, you can't be laying down sexual innuendos while you're checking out with the groceries. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's only so much you got going on there.
Yeah.
Definitely. Here's a fun question. What was Nicolas Cage's character's name?
Yeah, I've been trying to remember it the whole time.
They said it a lot.
Yeah. Wasn't his con name was like Arnaud or Arnaud? Or
Arden was like
Arden.
That was just for that con, though.
What was his? Roy?
Roy. He's our boy.
Yeah. I had to think of what Angela called him because I was like.
She called him Dad.
I think at one point.
She called him Roy in the beginning.
Him. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I did find it funny that when she was leaving the carpet store, bye, Dad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The kid that's listed as the slacker kid, like her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He he's like a pothead in other movies.
He is, yeah.
I think he just has like his eyes are always just half mass.
Right. They just hold, you know.
Just chilling. No biggie.
Yeah.
What did you think of the music?
I thought it was good. It didn't take away from anything. It didn't distract.
I felt like it was an odd choice in some parts because, like, basically his vinyls are like oldies of like Frank Sinatra, right? And then the main underscoring score is like pretty simple and like like that one's good. But I was like, I don't know. I found it an odd pick that we were playing oldies a lot.
Oh, if we want to talk about oldies, we're playing Frank Sinatra and Johnny Mercer. Frank's name is Frank Mercer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he played both those two artists.
There you go.
I thought it was clever by the director.
A clue.
Mr. Ridley Scott was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do this here real quick. Yeah. That's just that's what Ridley Scott sounds like.
That's what I was going
to say.
Is
that what he sounds like?
Yeah, didn't you see that? Didn't you see it when we watched like Alien and Gladiator?
No.
This is our third film by Scott.
Look at us.
At least
going through the catalog. Fusion. I will say that I was wanting a little more Sam Rockwell. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, like, yeah,
he was very missing. Like up at the beginning, and then he kind of declines at the middle, and then he's like gone. But like, I get it for the plot, but I was kind of bummed.
Also, for the time, he wasn't that big of an actor yet.
That's what I was wondering.
Like, the only film I know he did at that time would have been Galaxy Quest, which
I was gonna say.
I haven't seen in forever, but he steals the scene every time he's on it, is my understanding.
Yeah, he kills it. His name's Guy. And then he finally gets the last name. That movie is a movie we would put on all the time at the house, like growing up. Like it was on all the time.
Constant.
It's so good.
I've seen it, but again, it's been so long.
It's such a fantastic movie.
Yeah, this guy, he's been in 75 films, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's wild. And yet, I feel like I've only seen a handful.
I know.
He was in so many things in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Charlie's Angels, Galaxy Quest, those were like some of his first bigger movies. Then Men came, Hitchhiker's Guide. But he never was really the main actor. He didn't do that until Moon.
Wow.
Like, well, that was like his first big film. And Moon is wild.
Yeah. Moon is good.
Okay, let's play a game of how old was the actress Alison Lohman. I missed. Got a little dyslexic there. Alison Lohman, who plays Angela. How old is the actress? She plays a 14-year-old character.
19. That's a pretty good guess. I was gonna say like 18, maybe 19. Yeah.
So Ridley Scott didn't know her age, because okay. No, she didn't lie, but he wasn't part of casting. But she walked around and acted like a teenager, so he actually did assume she was a teenager. She was 23.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, but yeah. I mean, they obviously make her look younger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. I just thought that was funny. I was like, damn.
I was trying to cheat and look up her birthday.
Would you have been able to do the math fast enough?
Well, she's... No way.
She's in like
Dragon. She's 43 right now?
Yeah. That makes sense. It's been 20 years since this film was made.
Okay, this is weird. So, September 18th, 1979.
Oh, that's almost... It's almost there.
2 days and 10 years. Weird. Huh.
Yeah, she didn't give me the vibe that she was, like, super young when she gets to, like, when you get to the end, right? You're like, oh, okay, you look college age. Like,
yeah.
Appropriate.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do we think this film did well? Knowing that Catch Me If You Can came out, and typically what our sister films... They just don't rate as well. Like, normally there's one clear winner in, like, the rating department.
I think it did well with critics, but maybe not as many people saw it for audience, so it might have taken a ding there.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it did well, but.
82% from the critics, 74% from the audience, 7.3 on IMDb.
Well, I was wrong.
And then you were right about Google, giving it a 65%.
Fucking Google.
Who the fuck is that, Google?
I just don't understand.
Bunch
Google.
Of Sam Rockwell haters or Nick Cage haters.
Yeah, seriously.
But, Sam, you picked this film.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second to last film in the Dog Days of Cage. How are you going to rank it? And are you flipping it on?
I am flipping it on. I was like a good con movie or a good heist movie. I feel like Nick's character is pretty fun at times, honestly. Like, he's fun to watch. And I like to see it all come together at the end. That's why I like a good con movie. And I don't know. It's like a different side of Nick because he's always in like action-y films. You know what I mean? And I don't think that this one is as action-y. Like, even Joe, which is not horribly action-y, is more action-y than this film. So, like, yeah. I'd like to see a different facet of it, and I think he did really well with it. So for this one, I have it at Gone in 60 Seconds, Matchstick Men, Face Off, Renfield, Raising Arizona, Next, Joe, Old Way, Mandy, Prisoners. So I was debating between whether or not I would watch this more than Face Off, and I think at the end of the day I probably would, just because Face Off is a little bit more dated.
Yeah.
Tim?
So I will say I got distracted there for a second, not during that, but previously, because when we were looking up her age, I saw Glenn Howerton, because IMDb plays trailers, popped up on her page in a movie, and I was like, what the hell? Then I had to watch to see what the movie was, because I didn't want to miss it. It's called Officer Down, and it's from, like, 2016. I don't actually know if he's in it, but it looks like a weird wild ride. Oh,
all right.
There he is. He's, like, the bad guy. Okay. Weird. I don't know. I just had to put it out there, because that's what I was distracted by.
Fair.
Anyway, Matchstick Men. This movie had me hooked right off the bat. I'm sad that I knew what was going to happen, because I think that's kind of spoiled it for myself. But yeah. At the same time, I'm not upset that I knew what was going to happen. So I was pretty impressed overall. I mean, for the age of the film. I mean, obviously, Sam Rockwell's going to be great. You know?
Yeah.
Nick was really good, especially with all the tics and stuff. And the girl, she was good. This is a definite flip on. And this actually made it pretty high on my list.
Oh, snap.
I did it as well, put it above Face Off. So it made third place. Gone in 6 Seconds, Mandy, Matchstick Men, Face Off next, Renfield, Arizona, Joe, Old Way, and Ghostland.
Oh. Nice.
I was surprised. I didn't think it would make it that high.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were both like, what is this movie?
And yeah. Then... Whatever.
But Adam could still be on that side. So where are you?
Yeah. True. I think I don't know. I just wasn't feeling this one. I think Sam Rockwell needed to be in it more for me.
He That's did. Fair.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just felt bad for Nick at the end. You know, just, but like, Nick, bring it in for me.
Kaboom.
Just kidding. I liked it.
I was like, all right, like, whatever, man. You do you.
I was like, I'm sitting here while Sam's talking, like, how can I do this? I'm going to bring the kaboom in.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got that going for me, and I did it. No, I actually really liked it. The ticks were really what did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's very weird to say, but I also vibed with him, you know, with the taking off of the shoes and closing the door. Bugs will get in,
like,
man.
My house shoes and stuff, but having shoes on in the house doesn't bother me.
Absolutely not. You can't come into our house with shoes on or we'll, like,
stare you down. I take my shoes off anyway, but so it doesn't, like, but it doesn't bother me if I need to leave them on.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
But, like, I usually have a pair of shoes. I now have, like, home shoes that I slip on and off. So it's like,
that's acceptable.
To come in, I just slip them off. You know?
It's and more that walk, like, around. You're tracking in all the shit you walk out inside. Out.
Right. Yeah. Usually it's like, if I have shoes on, like tennis shoes or something, and I was out and about, I will come in, you know, I'll walk where we either put them downstairs or upstairs. Just depends on what pair of shoes it is. And I will drop them there in our shoe spot and then put my house shoes on.
Nice.
Nice.
But it's not anything about, like, germs, you know, like dirt. So I'm just, I have too many animals and stuff, and it just doesn't.
That's true.
Can't be fazed by that.
You have a lot more animals than we do. Because I was like, I literally put on my flip-flops today to go take out the trash, and I was walking through the house, and I was, like, feeling
gross,
about it. Like, I was like, why am I doing this? Because I just never do it.
I'm like that with my hands. If I touch anything, like, in, like, I can feel it or whatever, like,
oh, if it's not smooth, it needs to be, like, the normal texture.
Yes, exactly. If there's if I feel, like, anything at all on my fingers, I have to wash them. And then, like, if I touch something and I'm like, oh, that could have germs on it, I will at least rinse my hands.
Nice.
I'm weird in that fashion, for
That's
sure.
Fair.
What about something stuck in your teeth?
That drives me insane.
Oh, I can't do it, man.
Drives me insane.
Things need to be how I feel always. Like, anything outside of the normal is like,
what is happening in my mouth?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say like I freak out or anything. Like, I don't have like a problem. I just have preferences.
You just fixate.
Yeah, sure.
But my rankings.
Yeah, sorry.
Are
all right. I haven't even done it yet.
Randy Menfield. We're gonna leave that face off, and then Matchstick Men for me.
Okay.
So it does come in above Joe. And then Gone in 60 Seconds has fallen all the way to 6 for me.
Damn.
Yeah. Next, Raising Arizona, The Old Way, and Prisoners of the Ghosty Land.
There you go.
So, right. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to get dethroned at this one.
If you like this episode, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. At FlipperFlix. I guess we don't have to say it anymore, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm old. Follow along, see what we're doing. Interact if you'd like to.
Yeah, hit us up there. I don't know. You can also give us recommendations on other of those sites, or you can go to our website at www.flipperflix.com. Yeah, we do a couple recommendations each season, so we just love getting... We're trying to pander right now. We're trying to get you to come to our website, give us some clicks, and recommend us a movie because, you know, we're going to have to pick those eventually, and more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
You can also, speaking of pandering, you can also rate and review us on Apple, Spotify now. Oh, we also do polls there occasionally, so that's always fun.
Answer Adam's questions.
Answer all of my questions, goddammit.
And if you're wondering, when can I catch these fools? You can catch us at 1 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. We're on Spotify, as Adam mentions, where he does his polls. We're on Apple, Google, Amazon. I believe you can subscribe on the various platforms, and that way you'll get like a push notification or it'll come right into your queue, so that way you don't ever have to look at the clock on Thursday. It'll just be there for you. Kitty!
Bye later.